Welcome to The Good Stuff. This is Kim and Mike Birch from Valentine, Nebraska, and we're here to share some good stuff with you today. Good stuff like yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. They have a lot of vendors offering a huge selection of antiques, vintage treasures, and collectibles. If you can't make it during 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, call 605-642-5884. That's 642-5884 to make an appointment at yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish.
Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. Tri-State Livestock News is the commercial cattleman's publication, located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
I was going to share something with you, first of all, on the good stuff today from Betty Wolf Duncan, which came out came in about 2007, actually, and it's called Make and Do. Mama was depression poor, and one thing that she knew was praying hard to God above to help her just make do. My coat was Uncle Henry's before Ma cut it down, and the little kids had dresses made from Mama's wedding gown. We had a lot of home-baked bread and lots of Mama's stew. We next to never had a roast, 'cause we was making do. Our cousins all had horses, and we begged to have one too, but we could barely feed our cow, 'cause we was making do. Mama said she could hardly make the two ends meet, and we didn't need no pony, 'cause we had a pair of feet. She didn't heed our moans at all. She plumb ignored our groans, and make and do was drilled into the marrow of our bones. We didn't have a lot back then, but few folks had much more, 'cause back in those depression days, most everyone was poor. I'm grateful now for many things, and I give Mama her due. I'm grateful that she taught her kids the art of make and do. Betty Wolf Duncan wrote that. And a couple of other things that I thought I'd share with you today on The Good Stuff. Here's a few things to pay attention to and lessons in life to make you think about the way that we treat people. The first important lesson, called the cleaning lady. During my second month of college, our professor gave us a pop quiz. I was a conscientious student and had breezed through that question until I read the last one. What is the name of the woman who cleans the school? Surely, this was some kind of joke. I had seen the cleaning lady several times. She was tall, dark-haired, and in her 50s, but how would I know her name? I handed in my paper, leaving the last question blank. Just before class ended, one student asked if the question would count toward our quiz grade. Absolutely, said the professor. In your careers, you will meet many people. All are significant. They deserve your attention and care, even if all you do is smile and say hello. I've never forgotten that lesson. I also learned her name was Dorothy. The second important lesson, pick up in the rain. One night at 11:30 p.m., an older African-American woman was standing on the side of the Alabama highway trying to endure a lashing rainstorm. Her car had broken down, and she desperately needed a ride. Soaking wet, she decided to flag down the next car. A young white man stopped to help her, generally unheard of in those conflict-filled 1960s. The man took her to safety, helped her get assistance, and put her into a taxi cab. She seemed to be in a big hurry and wrote down his address and thanked him. 7 days went by, and a knock came on the man's door. To his surprise, a giant console color TV was delivered to his home. A special note was attached. It read, "Thank you so much for assisting me on the highway the other night. The rain drenched not only my clothes, but also my spirits. Then you came along. Because of you, I was able to make it to my dying husband's bedside just before he passed away. God bless you for helping me and unselfishly serving others. Sincerely, Mrs. Nat King Cole." So just a few lessons. I'll have some more of those on a future edition of The Good Stuff here on your local radio station. Radio stations such as KBRK, 1430 AM in Brookings, South Dakota. We thank you for being part of The Good Stuff Network. Mike Burge along with you here on this edition of The Good Stuff and reminding you that if you have items to submit for The Good Stuff, send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. We can take a look at them and we maybe feature those someday right here on a future edition of The Good Stuff.